Muncie Community Schools still needs $3.7 million to pay its bills to the end of 2017. Thanks to a plan approved by the school board Tuesday, that money will be paid. However, MCS Superintendent Stephen Ball says the district is not out of the woods yet.
This isn't a long-term solution, but this at least is a midterm solution.
MCS Chief Financial Officer Bob Coddington says the school district is rearranging its debt by way of restructuring bonds in order to pay what it owes in December. Long term, the plan will still leave an $11 million deficit for the foreseeable future, with a debt spike expected in 2023. But Coddington says the line item budget the school board approved earlier this year will keep that debt spike in check and will slowly cut away at the deficit. With a government takeover still a possibility, Democratic State Representative Sue Arrington says she is optimistic about Muncie remaining independent, but she did say there was one thing the district could do in the time left before the state board's decision.
Well, definitely the teacher contract. I think that's something that is sort of pending out there.
Administrator assistants, the emergency management team, has authority to negotiate all contracts through the end of the year. Tuesday's meeting was scheduled as a public hearing, and after Coddington's presentation, the public was invited to the podium to make remarks. But no one did. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.